seven times. Your odds are better here. 5:44 left in quarter number three. Wisconsin 21, USC 17. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, home of 24/7 gaming, exquisite dining, a luxurious hotel, and countless ways to win. Light up your senses. Details and hotel reservations at paysbig.com. And UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Latsa Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi. On Wisconsin, Badgers stoned on 4th and a half yard. Trojans take over at their 33 with 5:44 left in the third quarter. 21-17 Wisconsin, and it raises that predictable question. And it's not just Wisconsin who does it. Any number of programs, you're in short yardage, you stay shotgun, which they did, and USC got penetration until Tawee Walker was stopped before he got started.
Yeah, and I know you get this, and I'm sure everybody that's in the a part of it, you always wonder, go under center, quarterback sneak, use your big fellas. That's a great question. That's something that when you spread them out, that's always a question mark when you're in short yardage.
Trips to the right on first down. Moss will hand it to Woody Marks across the 35, up across the 40-yard line. Hunter Wohler with the tackle at the 42-yard line. And this is one of those, you know, the back. We have seen them in just a handful of instances go under center. So you do what you practice, I guess. You know, it's like basketball, foul or not to foul up three. If you practice it, do it. If you don't practice it, don't. But we get the frustration. We've seen a lot of programs do this in short yardage. Second down and one, Trojans at their 42-yard line. Moss fakes the handoff. Back to throw, flips it right short. That's Eldridge with the catch. He'll get the first down. Preston Zachman takes him down at the 44-yard line of USC, first and 10.
Yeah, Wisconsin did a good job bringing a lot of pressure there, but Moss was able to kind of backpedal and just get rid of it. Hunter Wohler, another nice play, open field tackle on Eldridge there to at least limit it, but a first down picked up by USC.
4:48 left in the third quarter, 21-17 Wisconsin. Trojans getting that fourth and short stop. Now on the move offensively. Three receivers to the left. Marks remains the running back. He'll shift to the left of Miller Moss. Moss gets the shotgun snap. He'll feed Woody Marks. He got hit by Christian Allegro right away, and down goes Moss at the line of scrimmage. Good work by Allegro, the sophomore out of Connecticut.
Well, that was the same play. USC just ran the same play they did when they just got that turnover. They pulled left guard, left tackle. They picked up 9 or 10, and that time Allegro saw that, read that the left guard, left tackle were pulling, shot that back gap, and was able to get to the line of scrimmage for a no-gain pickup.
Allegro and Jake Chaney, the inside linebackers. Jay Fair, slot left. Woody Marks in the backfield. Now motions out wide to the left. Knee-high snap to Moss. Back to throw. Forced out of the pocket to his right. Throwing flag down on the secondary. Pass incomplete. Intended for Fair. Coverage from Austin Brown. But a defensive holding call is coming up against Wisconsin.
prior to the pass. Holding. Defense. Number three. 10-yard penalty. Automatic. First down.
We're getting Isaiah Forcurine and the Badgers piling up the mistakes here in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's the opposite of what we saw in the first half. And we keep seeing this, and I think Wisconsin has to start looking at whoever is playing the left defensive end. You continue to rush up. You're trying to make a play, but what you're allowing is Moss to step up, roll out, and that puts a lot of pressure on your secondary guys.
Ball at the 46 of Wisconsin. First and 10, Zachariah Branch, lot to the right. Moss back to throw, hit as he throws. Deep shot left side. It is broken up by Hallman, incomplete. At the 15-yard line of the near side, Deuce Robinson, the intended receiver, a penalty marker in the backfield as Miller Moss got drilled.
They're going to get a penalty, late hit, I think. Or
there's also a flag toward the right flat of the USC offense.
There are fouls by both teams on the play. Ineligible receiver, downfield, number 70. Personal foul, roughing the passer, defense. Number nine, those penalties well offset, first down.
So they get Austin Brown with that penalty for Wisconsin. Emmanuel Pregnon, the left guard, was downfield early.
Yeah, it's a really good violent hit by Brown. And anytime, I don't know necessarily if, you know, it was late, but it was violent. And when you do that and it's open space like that, I would bet that they're going to look for a targeting as well on this.
Yeah, the referee making his way over there, as a matter of fact, Larry Smith. So we'll have a stoppage. It'll be first and 10 all over again at the 46-yard line of Wisconsin.
Matt, you're the expert on this.
I was proven
wrong last, 2 weeks ago. He pulled off, but you could say, did he lead with the crown of the helmet? We hope
not. He's technically defenseless, and it's going to be where's the brunt of the blow? Was it shoulder to shoulder? Was there enough? Is it forcible contact? I mean, he did get hit up high, but was the brunt of the blow on the shoulder? So that's what they're going to determine. Well, I'm with you. First things first, the roughing the passer, that was a tough call.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, I don't.
Review, there's no foul for targeting.
Yeah, there was, I mean.
He did a good job of pulling off.
He did.
I'm telling you, now every time I see a big, big hit, which we've seen a bunch today, mm-hmm. you're wondering, because that was the case. You have to go in there and do that. You're bringing blitz. You're pressuring. You're leaving your guy one-on-one. You have to get there and make a play. He did. And the late hit was questionable. Fortunate that he's not thrown out of that game.
So it's first and 10, USC at the Wisconsin 46. Two receivers either side. Now Cade Eldridge, the tight end, will break out to the left as well. 3:46 left in the third quarter. 4-point lead, Wisconsin. A snap to Moss. Quick pass, batted down, and that's incomplete. Getting in there, that's your guy, Elijah Hills Tausch, making another play on that defensive line.
I will definitely adopt him today because he has been dominant. He's all over the place. He's in the backfield, and when he doesn't get back there, get up there, you know, as a defensive lineman, get your hands up, make the throwing lanes tight, or knock it down. He has just been a playmaker all afternoon.
Second and 10 for the Trojans at the Wisconsin 46-yard line. Branch slot to the right. Woody Marks, the running back. Moss will give it to Marks through the line off the right side inside the 45 down to the 43-yard line of the Badgers. And Austin Brown in there with help for Wisconsin. Third and 7 for the Trojans, who are 8 of 12 today converting on third down.
Yeah, and a lot of that has been he's been able to get out of the pocket, especially here in the second half. He's been rolling out. You have to keep him corralled. Don't let him slide out of the pocket here on third down.
Three receivers left, one on the right. Marks the running back for the Badgers, 43-yard line, third and 7 USC. 3:05 and counting left third quarter, 21-17 Wisconsin. Marks will shift to the right of the quarterback. Back to throw. Four-man rush. Moss winds up. Throws it deep. Left side. Robinson reaches up and pulls it down. Near the 10-yard line. Contested catch. And a beautiful catch by Robinson Brown on the coverage. First down, USC at the 11 of Wisconsin.
That's just a great catch. You can't fault Wisconsin's coverage there. Brown is right there. He actually had his hands in there. He's trying to strip the ball away. He went up, high-pointed the football. Sometimes you got to tip your cap. That was a good throw and a fantastic catch under very good coverage.
And a big target, Robinson, we mentioned. He's 6'6 from the 11 of Wisconsin. First down, Moss hands off to Marks off the left side inside the 10-yard line. And Jaheim Thomas gets there with help from Hunter Wohler along with Ben Barton inside the 10 to the 8. Second down and 7 for USC with 2:02 and counting left in the third quarter. Badgers clinging to a four-point lead.
Yeah, you talk about turnovers creating them. Wisconsin's done that, but they have not found a way to get off the field on third down, and that's leading to this monstrous time of possession differential. Give USC credit for making some big plays on third and longs. It hasn't been a third and short game for USC.
Two receivers left, two receivers right on second down from the 8-yard line. 7 yards to go. Moss fakes the handoff, looking, throws left side end zone. It is pulled down, broken up, incomplete, and nearly picked. Oh, that was blanket coverage over there by Nizir Forkerine. Pass was intended for Kyron Hudson. The left edge of the end zone, third down and 7. USC at the Badgers' 8-yard line. Nizir with that right hand just able to pry it away and nearly came down with it.
And another high point, back shoulder fade. Forkery does a great job of stopping, and he almost, as Matt, you just said, pulled that in one hand. It was on his belly. I think he would have been out of bounds, but great ball, great play on the ball there.
Three receivers right, two receivers left. Empty backfield, third and 7, SC at the Badger 8-yard line. Pressure coming to Moss. He throws over the middle. It is caught by Robinson. Touchdown, USC. Moss standing strong under duress. Hits Robinson, and the Trojans take the lead.
Wisconsin brought the house, and Moss did a great job of recognizing it, knowing it was going to be man across the board, and he stayed in there long enough to allow the route concept to get through and took a hit, delivered it. That's a big-time read by Moss.
And the third down woes continue for this Wisconsin defense. It was USC just killing Wisconsin in that category. Michael Lance on to attempt the extra point. It is in the air, and it is good. And USC has the lead for the first time since very early in this game. And we've got a timeout here in L.A. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork during Porktober and all year long. Visit WPPA.org. 1:28 left in the third quarter. USC 24, Wisconsin 21. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Family is a full-time job. There's lunches to make, laundry to do, the list goes on. It's a lot. But with Kohl's Epic Deals, I don't spend a lot. I got active styles for $9.99, a kitchen appliance for $12.99, and tees for $7.99. Plus, I earn 3 times the rewards as a Kohl's Rewards member. See for yourself now through Sunday only at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end September 29th. Kohl's Rewards enrollment required for rewards. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Knowing it's closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio, tune in for news, talk, and analysis for the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered. Anywhere you go, get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2022. 24. Miller Moss with his third touchdown pass of the day. He's now 24 of 38 for 245 yards. He finds Deuce Robinson on third and seven at the eight. And the Trojans now lead Wisconsin 24-21 with a minute 28 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, you have to be impressed with what he's been able to do because Wisconsin has heated him up. There was a, you know, all-out blitz that Wisconsin put on him on that third and six, and he stayed in there. He knew exactly what he needed to do, and, you know, he's been able to elude, get out of the pocket on some third and longs. And for as well as the first half went, the second half has been the exact opposite, turning the football over. They've been able to get it, and again, a time of possession. I'm not sold that that needs to be, you know, you need to dominate it, but we're at 29 to 14 and a half right now. That in this, you know, we're in Southern California. Wisconsin needs a long drive here to kind of get this momentum back off, you know, back in their direction.
Yeah, that is a key stat, and USC 10 out of 14 converting on third down. Michael Lance with the kick in the air, and Vinny Anthony will just signal for the fair catch and make it at the one-yard line. So the Badgers will come out to the 25, first and 10.
Yeah, it, you know, Braden Locke is, he's 9 out of 18. He's got 163 yards. We've seen those big plays. And I would like to see, I know we want to see the run game. I really think USC is daring Braden Locke to throw the football. And you get one-on-one coverage, you've had some success today. You've had it. We almost got one down there where C.J. Williams wasn't able to corral it. But if you get these one-on-ones, I say we take shots. You have to continue to push the ball down the field and try to make some big plays.
Ches Malusi, the running back. Two receivers left, two receivers right. And the handoff goes to Malusi off the left side across the 25-yard line, leaning up near the 30-yard line goes Ches to the 29 or the 30. Second down, they'll mark it just shy of the 30 of Wisconsin. Second down and a little more than five to go.
Yeah, nice job there by Jack Nelson. It's stretching that defensive end, giving a little bit of room there for Malusi to pick up four.
Half-loaded pistol now as Locke will give it to Malusi. Got wrapped up by Kobe Pepe right away. Maybe got to the 30, and that's it. And now it's third down for the Badgers and 5 yards to go. Wisconsin today on third down is 2 out of 7.
That's a little difference.
A little difference.
And again, I don't know if that ball was snapped early, but it just the timing was a little bit off again on that handoff. And now we're sitting here third and six.
30 seconds left in the third quarter. Badgers down three, facing a third and five at their own 30-yard line. Will Pauling slot left, loops in motion to the right, Locke will throw it that way, and Pauling got hammered by Kamari Ramsey, who read that like a cheap novel. I mean, he just blasted Pauling at the 28-yard line. That play had no chance at all.
Yeah, they read that really well. I'd like to take a look. Did he lead with that shoulder? You know, this is the world we live in. That was a violent hit. Yeah, he did. He looked like a
clown. Clean play.
Yeah, unfortunately, what a rocket hit there.
That'll be the final play of the third quarter. Well, how the momentum of this game has shifted in the third quarter of play. The Badgers are three and outs. They'll be punting down three to begin the fourth quarter here in Los Angeles. At the end of three, it's USC 24, Wisconsin 21. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
suddenly your blood goes cold and you realize that excitement means it's time to vehicle shop. With all the cost inflation, where does a parent go for a good vehicle at a reasonable price? The only place that comes to mind, Johnson & Sons Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. It's not a matter if they get in an accident, but when and how bad. So team up with a great team for sales and service and sleep a little better. Parenting is hard enough. Let them take away your stress. Feel more confident when your teen drives away.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Once again at the Coliseum in Los Angeles, starting the fourth quarter, USC leads Wisconsin 24-21. I'm Mike Heller. Scoreboard update. Rutgers in the Big Ten moved to 4-0 last night, 21-18 over Washington. That was their Big Ten opener. Minnesota on the road at number 12, Michigan. The Wolverines now 2-0 in the Big Ten with a 27-24 win. Indiana is 5-0, 2-0 in the league, 42-28 over Maryland. Nebraska, 4 second-half touchdowns. They're 4-1 overall, 1-1 in the Big Ten, 28-10 over Purdue. Later tonight, Ohio State at Michigan State. Illinois, number 19 in the country at ninth-ranked Penn State. And Oregon at UCLA in the top 25 earlier today. Ole Miss, number 6 in the country, lost for the first time, 20-17. Current games, Notre Dame, number 16, leads Louisville 30-14 in the fourth quarter. Auburn is upsetting Oklahoma 21-10, that also in the fourth. And it's Arkansas over Texas A&M 17-14, just early in the fourth quarter, Matt.
Georgia, Alabama tonight. Fun games to watch. Unfortunately for the Badgers, this third quarter just turned. Now they'll be punting to start the fourth. Wisconsin led 21-10 at the half. Muffed punt led to a score. Fourth and a half yard, unable to convert. USC went down and scored. Now the Badgers are three and out, trailing SC 24-21 as Wisconsin will be punting line of scrimmage, the Badgers' 28-yard line. Atticus Bertram's to punt. Zachariah Branch is deep at the Trojans' 30-yard line. Badgers had a lot of big plays in that first half. They're going to need a couple here in the final quarter. Snap to Bertrams. And the kick is away. Hangs it high. Drifting to his left is Branch. He'll field at the 20-yard line. And he is taken down right away. Good punt coverage. You know, he's itching to try to run one back. And the Badgers get Pauling down there and Vinny Anthony. And the Trojans will start inside their 25, first and 10. 52 yards of the punt, 4 on the return.
Man, he is having a day. What, 74, 50-something. And you know, USC obviously feels great about their return game, but forcing a turnover, it's been a big part of this game and really needed at that point because Wisconsin's reeling. Now this defense got to find a way to get off the field. They've been pretty good on first and second down, just have been very bad on third down, especially here in the second half.
Miller Moss in the USC offense will start at its own 23. Trips to the right, marks the running back. USC going left to right as we see it in the fourth quarter. Moss with 3 touchdown passes this afternoon. And 1 interception, takes a knee-high snap, toss left to Marks. He gets to the 25-yard line, gets away from Tackett Curtis. That brought him another couple of yards to the 27 on a gain of 4.
Yeah, and I know they've run it a little bit. Moss has obviously been really good, but this was Aaron Witt. Looks like he's down for a second here. A little cramp, hopefully.
Favored that left leg. He was trying to run off the field, and he ended up just going down to the ground. So the athletic trainers will take a look at Aaron Witt.
Yeah, and this is part of it. You know, hopefully it's just a cramp. They're working that out. But the boys have been on the field a long time in this football game today.
Yeah, it really has. I talked to Luke Fickell this week about Aaron Witt. Fickell loves him some Aaron Witt. From a football perspective, his tenacity to come back from injury after injury and has incredible toughness, of course. Badger fans aware that Aaron lost his mother a few weeks ago, her battle with cancer. They'll celebrate her life after the season. It was important for Aaron to be with his teammates.
It just brings a physical style. When you cramp up, you're empty in the bucket. Mm-hmm. He has been empty in the bucket today.
All right, second down and six with the Trojans at their 27-yard line. Snap to Moss, four-man rush. Screen to the right. Here's Marks with space, 25-30. Marks to the 35-yard line, and up near the 40 goes Woody Marks. And it's a first down for USC. Marks with pass receptions in 49 straight games now. It's a big part of his game when he was at Mississippi State, and it continues in Southern California.
And Lowry was rushing off of that right tackle, a screen pass that was really well designed. He let him get up the field, and then both the right guard and right tackle on void up. Wisconsin didn't have the bodies out there. Really good play call there by USC.
First and 10 for the Trojans at their own 40. Slot left, slot right. Quentin Joyner in at running back. There's Moss back to throw. Badgers sending four. A throw to Joyner across the 45. Jaheim Thomas is there to greet him at the 50. That's a gain of 10+, make it 11. First down USC at the 50.
Yeah, just taking what the defense is giving you there. Wisconsin ran a little stunt. USC's offensive line picked it up pretty well. Easy little check down. Wisconsin's sinking back in their zone coverage. And it run after catch, picked up an easy first down.
2 minutes gone by, fourth quarter, 24-21 USC. First and 10 for the Trojans at midfield. Branch slot to the right. Joyner stays in there at running back. As Moss gets the snap, looking to throw, winds it up, throws to the left, and it's caught by Kyron Hudson. And he came back and got it at the 29 of Wisconsin. Along the far sideline, gain of 21 as the Trojans continue to drive now into Wisconsin territory.
I'm really impressed with Moss. He reads the blitz. Wisconsin brings pressure, and he knows I got one-on-one coverage. Just throws another back shoulder, sits down on the route, picks up a big chunk play for another first down.
For the 29 of Wisconsin, first and 10 for the Trojans. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Moss and penalty markers fly right at the snap here, so likely against USC.
And ball start, offense, number 76, 5-yard penalty, first down.
We get Mason Murphy, the right tackle, so it's first and 15. From the 34 of Wisconsin, 12:08 remaining, 24-21 USC.
Yeah, that's a big penalty there because you're starting to feel Wisconsin on its heels a little bit, USC doing whatever they want, and now you put in a situation where they could have been regular down a distance. They give you a quick five. You have to figure out a way to get off the field here, hold them to a field goal at the worst.
Brandon Lane, Elijah Hills, the defensive lineman for Wisconsin. Quentin Joyner stays in there at running back. As Moss back to throw, steps up, throws over the middle. That's caught by Kyle Ford, chopped down by Hunter Wohler at the 20-yard line of Wisconsin. Gain of 14, second down and one.
Again, we've been talking about it all day, that rush. You're off of his right tackle. He's been able to either bounce outside of that rush. That time, you kept contained. Peterson did a good job of keeping contained, but he just stepped up, throwing a dot right on the run there from Moss.
Trips to the right on second and one at the Wisconsin 20. Wisconsin in desperate need of a big defensive play here as the Trojans threatening to make this a two-score game. Moss will toss it to Joyner off the left side, and he will stumble for the first down. Got hit behind the line of scrimmage, kept his feet, gains 4 to the 16. First down, USC.
Yeah, and you can see Luke Fickell, the entire defensive staff, knew what play was coming there. You could see forcing everybody over, knew that toss. Give the tailback a ton of credit because, Matt, you said a lot of bodies in the backfield. He was able to just bust through Jake Chaney's arm tackle and was able to pick up that first down.
First down, USC at the Wisconsin 16-yard line. Hudson slot left, Jay Fair slot right. And they'll give it to Woody Marks, and he gets drilled by Darrell Peterson right at the line of scrimmage. Excellent play by the redshirt junior linebacker out of Akron, Ohio, Darrell Peterson, second and 10 USC at the Wisconsin 16.
Really great job by Peterson. He crashed down there, Wisconsin was running a stunt, and a lot of times you'll crash down and you'll outrun the play. Well, he stopped, put the brakes on, and was able to fill and pick up, so was able to get USC there for a no gain. Great job of reading that.
Jay Fair slot right, Kyron Hudson slot left. Woody Marks back in there at running back. Walker Lyons tight end, motions to the formation, back to throw. Moss dumps it off to Marks inside the 10-yard line. Set down by Wohler at the 8 on a gain of 8. Third down and 2, USC at the 8-yard line of Wisconsin with 9.5 minutes remaining, 24-21, the Trojans.
Yeah, Hunter Wohler just emptying everything, too. That was a really an open field tackle. He doesn't get him down. It's a touchdown. And it was just Hunter. Hunter was able to just get enough of him. And critical third down here. And Wisconsin has been abysmal. 10 of 14 on third downs here this afternoon.
Trying to hold him to a field goal try, if possible. Moss will hand off to Marks, and he gets hit short of the stick, I believe. Yeah, they'll mark at the 7-yard line. Might have been Jaheim Thomas shooting in there for the Badgers. Kirk Neal in there as well. So we'll see what Lincoln Riley will do here. Fourth and 1 at the 7-yard line of Wisconsin. That was Jake Chaney getting in there for the Badgers.
Yeah, I think he's going to go for it.
Oh, yeah.
He feels pretty strongly that they've been able to move these guys on a 4th and 1. Big play coming up here.
Ball at the 7-yard line of Wisconsin. SC up by 3 in the shotgun. Moss hands off, or keeps it rather, off of the right side. Got by Wohler. Moss to the end zone. Touchdown, USC. Miller Moss making guys miss. Took a beating, and he is slow to get up, making his way back to the sideline. Aaron Witt for the Badgers still down. And Miller Moss, who has thrown for 3 scores, has now rushed for 1.
Oh.
Spun by Wohler, and then just
he might
a little
be
twist
short.
By Zachman.
I think he might be short. Looks like he might be a half a yard short, but a really good read by Miller Moss, because I thought Wisconsin had him stopped. If they handed it off, he read it. We crashed down.
Oh,
I thought he was a little short.
Yeah, I thought
you?
He was too.
Can we at least get a review here, people?
He could use. He could burn a timeout here. Fickle. He was talking with one of the officials. We have 8 minutes and 22 seconds remaining. The ruling on the field was touchdown. But it looked like it's like the ball might not have broken the plane there. Again, it's the ball, not the body.
Mm-hmm.
And he was reaching out for it. And he might be just a couple of inches short there when that forearm hit the turf.
Good read, because Wisconsin rightfully crashed down and was not going to let him run that dive. And he made a good read. He spun out, showing his athleticism and showing the smarts to make that correct read on a third, on a fourth and short where you really needed it, and he was able to find a way to get it. And even if he didn't end up with a touchdown, it was a great read by Miller Moss.
And that was a case where they on 4th and 1 went out of the shotgun.
Yeah.
But his ability to read it.
After review, the ruling of a touchdown is confirmed.
Really? Okay.
It's close.
Not enough, obviously. You needed indisputable video evidence. So Miller Moss having himself a day.
Fellows are just gassed out
there.
Yeah,
they are.
35 minutes of time of possession. I was nervous, and you saw it on that drive, really. You've seen it some in the second half, but the guys are spilling it. But, man, they're running short on fuel. It's been a tough half of football.
30-21, USC. Michael Lance on to attempt the extra point. As the Trojans down 11 at the half. They're just dominating here in the second half of play. The PAT is good. Just as touchdown takes great teamwork, a successful farm takes great tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 8:22 left in the game. USC 31, Wisconsin 21. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like Jump Around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand-new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An ooey, gooey, crispy, buttery grilled cheese is loved by all. Now you can get that same crispy goodness in just 60 seconds. No cleanup, no pans, no fuss. Lunchables grilled cheesies go from zero to crispy in just 60. Because they're microwavable, they are even kid-makeable. Sounds like a delicious win for all. Lunchables grilled cheesies. Crispy in 60? Find them in the freezer aisle. You heard that right. Lunchables grilled cheesies are crispy in 60 seconds. To the freezer aisle.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. A 10-play, 77-yard drive that took 6.5 minutes, and Miller Moss on 4th-and-1 from the 7. Read it, kept it, and scored it. And USC now leads Wisconsin 31-21 with 8 minutes and 22 seconds remaining.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to figure out what has happened here. They've possessed the football for a ton of time. Wisconsin hasn't, and even though you're ahead at half, you felt like, all right, as long as you can continue to move it. They had 2 first downs in the second half.
That's it.
They've had the ball the whole time. 10 plays, another 6 minutes, and that was the case there. I'm not going to fault these guys. They have emptied the bucket. They're playing physical. They're bringing it a lot of pressure, but you have to find ways to get off the field on third down and on fourth down. And unfortunately, we have not figured that piece of it out. So you created some turnovers. You've done a lot of good things. But in this second half, it's been way too much, too many similarities to what we've seen early in the season.
It has. By the way, that was a booth review. That was not Fickell using a timeout to get them to look. So the Badgers do have all of their timeouts available. Denny Anthony is deep, along with Cade Iacomelli. Badgers going right to left. As we see into the fourth quarter, Michael Lance on the approach, and the kick is in the air, and a fair catch signal by Anthony. And the Badgers will start at their 25-yard line. That's when you know you've got no confidence in your kick. That ball was caught at the 5. Like trying to make a play on a kick return, but that's just kind of where they are right now. Catch the ball, start your offense at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, and we've seen, you know, our other team in the state of Wisconsin where he's trying to return it from 7-8 yards deep in the end zone. You want to make plays. You have to figure that out. And now you're sitting here with, I don't know how much time is left in this football game.
8:22.
You have to go down here and get points in a big way and give your defense a little blow.
Tawee Walker, Jackson Aker, the backfield combo, and the give goes to Walker off the right side, trying to bounce it outside, does, outside the numbers, 30, 35-yard line, and he is brought down at the 37 and a first down for Wisconsin.
Really love the way he's playing today. I think his physicality, you know he's a lot healthier than he was. He obviously got dinged up early in the season, and that was the case. He ran hard and then bounced, kept his feet. He's looking for contact. He wants to bury people.
Zion Branch made the tackle. You got Darian Dupree and Cade Iacomelli in the backfield now. They'll send Dupree in motion to the left. Locke will throw it that way. Dupree will catch at the 35-yard line, up across the 40-yard line, and taken down at the 41 of Wisconsin. And a Trojan is slow to get up. That was a gain of about 4. And the clock will stop with 7:39 remaining. And that was Eric Gentry, 6'6 senior. Linebacker, they like to line him up on the edge when they can, and he's getting a little bit of attention right now as we'll go ahead and take a commercial break, it looks like, and we will do just bets. When life gets real, start at Kohl's, where we've lowered prices on thousands of items your family needs for whatever life brings. Kohl's, where families come first. 7:39 remaining, USC 31, Wisconsin 21. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's
like
only glass.
It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight. Night across the Civic Media Radio Network.
7 minutes, 39 seconds remaining at the LA Coliseum. USC has stormed back from 11 down at the half. The Trojans lead Wisconsin 31-21. The Badgers will have a second down and 6 at their own 41-yard line.
Yeah, and you know, you're seeing a lot of motion today and you know, getting the ball out, swing passes, and you have to have that perimeter blocking. I thought Will Pauling did a pretty good job there, but what I did like to see there from Dupree, who's a young player, you know, getting his feet wet, you get that turn up the field, and I thought he did a good job of getting vertical there and picking up at least 3 or 4 yards, getting here in a second and manageable to keep this drive going.
C.J. Williams and Will Pauling will come out to the right. Vinny Anthony to the left. Cade Iacomelli is in there at running back. And the snap, the lock, looking to throw, shoots it right, and that was deflected by Greedy Vance. The ball falls incomplete. The nickel getting in there in the backfield and knocking the ball away, and it's now third down and 6 for the Badgers at their 41-yard line.
Yeah, you pull Joe Brunner, left guard, and he's got to get out there. You give Greedy Vance a lot of credit. You read that, and he was able to get his hands up and knock that football down, taking away the passing lane for Braden Locke.
Two receivers left, two receivers right. Walker is the running back for Wisconsin. Huge third and 6 here for the Badgers at their 41-yard line. Play clock is at 10 as Locke gets him situated. Walker moves to the left of the QB. Play clock is at 3. Here's the snap. Locke looking, throwing, tipped, and it's incomplete. Penalty marker down in the backfield.
I think they're going to get Jack Nelson on him.
We'll await the call. If USC turns it down, the Badgers would have a 4th and 6.
Got to go if they turned it down.
Thinking they won't turn it down. Let's see.
Offense, number 79. That penalty's declined.
Okay.
4th down.
So down 2 scores
gotta
with
go.
Only half a quarter to play. You got to give it a whirl here.
And or no.
Well, so much for that. Looks like they are going to punt. Okay. 7:26 remaining. 31-21 USC.
Yeah, Jack just overset his guy a little bit and got beat inside, and the ball ended up getting tipped up in the air. But you're sitting here 7.5, 4th and 6, punting it away.
And Atticus Bertrams will punt it away, and a fair catch signaled by Branch, and he'll cradle it at the 15-yard line, USC territory. And That's where the Trojans will start first and 10. And we'll go ahead and take another break here at the L.A. Coliseum. 7:19 remaining. USC 31, Wisconsin 21. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Oh, what an answer by the Badgers!
The Badgers play here. Tune in to every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football brought to you on WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Incorporated, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR or streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Just ask a touchdown, tastes great. Teamwork, a successful farm, tastes great. Tractors, combines, hay tools, and more. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. Time to spotlight today's best of the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game, and it's proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Stat sheet won't show it, but Elijah Hills has been a disruptor here today.
Yeah, I love the approach that he came with today. He got a guy benched. He played relentlessly, and I know defensively this team, we've given up 31 points, and the second half has not been good, but we're looking for guys that can make plays and that can do big things, and he's going to be part of the solution. There's no doubt in my mind moving forward.
Yeah, credited with a couple of stops in the pass breakup, but it goes a lot deeper than that. As the Badgers electing to punt down 10 with half a quarter remaining.
I'll tell you what, Matt, it was a heck of a lot easier to pick players of the game at the first. After we should have done that at halftime and not waited till the fourth quarter to do it, because you know a lot of guys have had good. Bertram's been fantastic today. You know, Vinny Anthony's made plays. There's been a lot of good, but it's just all swallowed up by the really poor. By all accounts, special teams started it with the turnover. Defense can't get off the field, and the offense has not been able to muster anything up here in the second half.
Miller Moss today is 29 of 43, 311 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. He ran for a score earlier this quarter on first down. He'll fake the handoff, throws it to Quentin Joyner, and it's jarred loose. He juggled it to begin with, and Waller belted him to make sure. So thank you very much. That'll stop the clock with 7:15 to play. Second and 10 for the Trojans at their 15-yard line.
Yeah, I think they're obviously going to try to continue to churn out first downs, and Wisconsin's going to have to load up and stop the run game because they need incomplete passes to keep this clock stopped, try to get the ball back down 2 scores.
Cade McDonald, Kirk Neal, the defensive lineman for Wisconsin, marks the running back. 2 receivers left, 1 on the right. Moss will give it to Marks, trying to hit it off the right side, and he gets ripped down by McDonald at the 16, maybe the 17-yard line. That's it. Third down and long for the Trojans, which is something we said a lot, and it's almost jinxing-like. The Trojans are 3, or make that 10 of 15 on third down here today.
I was going to say, all right, here we go. But the last one, they picked up a fourth down. So, you know, this is what you're shooting for. This is what you're trying to get. And USC has had all the answers. We need to figure that out right here.
Elijah Hills back in there on the defensive line. They got Darrell Peterson with a hand on the ground as well. Marks breaks out in motion to the left. Lost the throw, and it is caught by Lane, and he is tossed to the turf inside the 15-yard line. And that was Austin Brown who got home. They will mark it at the 14 of USC, so the Trojans will burn off some more time, 6:20 remaining, and the Badger defense gets a three and out.
Yeah, what I mean, finally we were able to get off the field here in the second half, and for everybody's sake, obviously down 10, trying to get this thing back to a one-score game. This is where you need that special teams. You need someone to step up and make a play, whether it's the punt return game or whatever it's going to be. Get in a good field position here. Good job by Wisconsin's defense.
They'll need a perfect 6 minutes. So Pleaski, his heels on the goal line. A low snap, digs it out of there. Kick is away. And Tyrell Henry will field at the 43, right side across the 45, and he got rocked. And did well to hang on to the football at the 47-yard line of Wisconsin. So good field position here for the Badgers. 5 minutes and 43 seconds to play. 31-21 USC. And the Badgers do something quickly here and get this to a one-score game as Braden Locke and company hit the field. Rice and Green will come out to the right. Riley Nowakowski, Trechke Kahuna, and Vinny Anthony to the left. Malusi, the running back, and the officials step in. See what we have.
The previous play is under review for potential targeting.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, every big hit, I'm actually surprised when they don't check for targeting. But
Henry definitely got drilled. Mm-hmm. We'll see. It wasn't about being a defenseless player. It was whether you led with the crown. And I think the initial hit from the punt cover guy, it might be the long snapper who got down there. Hank Pepper, the second guy to get to Henry. And that one may be, that's what they're determining. It wasn't the first hit. That was shoulder to shoulder. It was Hank Pepper, the long snapper, getting there. And they're determining whether that was forcible contact upstairs.
Your guess is as good as mine. After Jake's hit a couple weeks ago, I kind of lost. I understand they're taking the head out. It looks like he had the crown of his head down. Yeah.
There's no foul for targeting.
There you go. It's become the new catch. Is it a catch? Is it a crown lead? You know. So.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. I think it would have been nice to get those 15 yards, but you're on the 47. Now you have to start thinking big plays. You have to get away, get down here. You still have all your timeouts. This game is still within reason of figuring out a way to get it done.
Kekahuna slot to the right. Malusi the running back. And Tretz will go in motion to the left. Locke will give it to Malusi up the middle, and he gets driven down near midfield. Mason Cobb getting there. Gain of just a couple. Second down and 8. Well, the Badgers clock running with 5.5 minutes to play.
Yeah, I mean, you need to stick to what you're doing. You have to have some urgency and some tempo here. And when you're going to run the football, you're hoping to get more than 2 yards with little over 5 minutes left down two scores.
Malusi out, Tawi Walker in. Four receivers to either side. Locke looking, throws to the right, went behind Kekahuna. Tip picked off by Cobb at the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Cobb down the sideline to the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown USC. Pick six off a deflection as the Trojans blow it open here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just a lot of pressure in Braden Locke's face. And that, from an inner, their flags, there's going to be excessive celebrations, but USC will take that all day. Just threw it a little bit early. Kekahuna not quite ready for it. Ball flips up in the air. Pick six, and that, to steal Wayne's line, I think is going to be your dagger.
Mm-hmm. Mason Cobb, fifth-year senior, spent 3 years at Oklahoma State. So go in the books is a 55-yard pick six. 37-21 USC with 5:04 left in the game. As it has unraveled again for Luke Fickell's Badgers here. After such a promising first half, with the Badgers led 21-10 at the break. And then a muffed punt. and then the wheels started to fall off. That punt leading to a touchdown for SC. Badgers missing on a fourth and a half yard. SC driving down to take the lead. And they've been extending that lead ever since as the PAT is good. 5:04 to play. We'll keep it here. USC 38, Wisconsin 21.
Yeah, it's, you know, you're a literary guy, Matt. Charles Dickens. Tale of two halves, tale of two cities. It's been ugly. I think for a lot of Badger fans, you're looking at that first half and you're thinking, whoo, that's what I'm talking about. You create turnovers, you got big plays, and things are all rolling. But I, even with all that, I was still a little nervy just because I saw kind of the way the game was flowing. And if you clean some stuff up and if Wisconsin makes a mistake, which they did, the tempo of the game and how it was being with what they were doing on third down and time of possession. And unfortunately, this second half, offensively, nothing. Defensively, can't get off the field. And on special teams, when you muff a punt, you give a short field, USC has had all the momentum. And Wisconsin has not been able to do anything to stop it. And that's why we're sitting here with a 10-point lead at half, and now we're down 17.
So the penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. So Michael Lance will be kicking off from the 20. Finney, Anthony, Cade, Iacomelli are deep, and the kick is away. Anthony drifting back, and he'll field at the 9. Right side across the 15 to the 20-yard line. 25 has space, 30, 35, Anthony 40, 45, 50, 45, outside the numbers 40, 35, 30. Sprints down the sideline, inside the 20-yard line, and finally out of bounds. So Vinny Anthony, right, track star in high school, is able to unleash here and brings it all the way back to the 18-yard line of USC. As the Badgers are into the red zone, brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers.
All right, so, you know, keep fighting. You're going to keep competing. And, you know, Vinny Anthony, you need someone to step up and make a big play. He's done that today on numerous occasions, getting him put in position here to keep this thing, at least narrow it, try to continue to fight, even though you're down 3 scores.
Tawee Walker, the running back. You got Nowakowski and Ashcraft tight ends on the right side. Pauling and Green wide to the right. Lock will give it to Walker, and he gets cut to the turf to about the 16-yard line. Gain of 2, second down and 8 for the Badgers. At best, maybe 2nd and 9. Clock running, 4:40 to play.
Yeah, not a lot of room for him to run there, and I'm sure USC is probably thinking they're going to be throwing the football around here, down 17, and a nice stop there by USC's defense.
2nd and 9 for the Trojans, 17-yard line. Pauling slot right, and penalty markers fly pre-snap.
Let's get an inducement here, or whatever they call that.
Snap infraction. Offense, number 57. 5-yard penalty. Second down.
That's Jake Renfro, the center. That'll be penalty number 6 for Wisconsin, 45 yards. USC has been assessed 7 penalties for 54. So the ball's in the 22 of USC as the clock is now running. 2nd down and 14 for the Badgers. 4:20 to play, 38-21 USC. Green wide to the right. Pauling slot left. C.J. Williams wide left. Lock looks to throw, fires to the right, caught by Green, turns it outside, inside the 15-yard line, whipped out of bounds by DeCarlos Nicholson. They'll mark at the 13 of the Trojans, 3rd down and 5 for the Badgers.
Yeah, just a nice, easy out-route throw there, and Bryson Green did a good job of plucking it with his hands, picking up some yardage, getting out of bounds.
So here we go, 3rd and 5, Wisconsin at the Trojans' 13-yard line. Pauling slot left, Williams wide left. Bryson Green wants to get the signal straight. He'll line up wide to the right. Tawee Walker, the running back. And the clock down to 10. Walker to the left of Braden Locke. 3rd and 5, Wisconsin. Locke gets it, and again, movement pre-snap here, it looks like, against Wisconsin, and it is. This team just cannot get out of its own way in the second half. So make it 3rd down and 10 at the Trojans 18. 3.5 minutes remaining. The clock is running. Ashcraft, Pauling, and Williams to the left. Green to the right. Walker, the running back. Sets up to the right of Brayton Locke. Hawk looks over the Trojans' defense. Back to throw. Pop fly. Right side wants Bryson Green. Overshot him. Incomplete. Nicholson on the coverage. And it's 4th and 10, Wisconsin at the USC 18-yard line.
Well, I think at this point, you're down 17. You're going to go for the touchdown. You're going to go and try to get a touchdown, but you're fighting here. Third and 4th and 10, you do wonder if you kick the field goal to get it down, but Luke Fickell deciding to go for it here on 4th down.
From the 18-yard line of SC, Pauling, Kekahuna, and Williams to the left, Green to the right, Walker the running back. 4th and 10, Wisconsin at the USC 18-yard line. Timeout, USC. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.